the motivation for this is that mountain systems are pretty poorly known around the world, and even in the Western U.S., which is the envy of the world in terms of its data infrastructure that lets us know our mountain snowpack well, we still have very few data about what's going on in the snowpack and what's actually contributing to snowmelt and how fast that's contributing to changes in runoff. So we needed to go after the reflectivity of the snow surface as well as the snowwater equivalent. And so we've taken some high-tech technology, an imaging spectrometer, which measures reflected sunlight from the snow surface in about 100 different colors. And then we also have what's called a scanning LIDAR, which is a high precision and very frequent laser pointer that measures how long it takes for a pulse of light to be returned to the airplane. And that gives you a very precise measurement of the snow depth. So it's a dramatic jump in the data knowledge, so the snowpack knowledge.
And, you know, why does it matter how much water is in the snowpack? Why measure this so thoroughly?
The snowpack is the lifeblood of human civilization in the Western U.S. For the most part, in the West, we live in a desert, and so we have to rely on those remote snowpacks to give us our resource. In the Western U.S., though, we have had the luxury of a greater supply than a demand of water over the last century. In the last decade or so, for instance, on the Colorado River, the demand of water has finally exceeded the supply of water. And so we need to know that resource incredibly well and not be wasteful. And we need to be efficient with its use and its management. And so migrating to a system where we can comprehensively know that mountain snowpack is going to allow us to understand the effects of climate change, adapt, and then ultimately be able to make that best use of that water resource.
When you said that the mission fills a critical need in an increasingly thirsty world, I mean, that's a pretty big responsibility for this mission.
It is, and as such, we're not going to just focus on the Tuolumne and the Uncompahgre basins from here on out. We recognize that we need to get the technology to where we can fly the entire Sierra Nevada and fly the entire Upper Colorado in a timely fashion, and likewise work to develop the airborne and spaceborne versions of this that will allow us to know it at a global basis. It's not just in the Western U.S. that snowmelt is critical. In Asia, coming out of the Hindu Kush through the Himalaya, arguably 1.5 billion people depend on snowmelt primarily from those basins. And with a transformation in the timing of that runoff and also changes in total runoff with climate change, not to mention the growing population in those regions, it will become a critical intersection in a geopolitical standpoint as well. And so we're working hard not just for the national needs, the regional needs, the national needs, but as well as the international needs.
Okay, Tom, thanks so much.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.